musicians with symphonic background. He's worked extensively over the years with the London Sinfonietta, and this, I think it was his third work that he composed for them. It's called Geyser. It's an eight-part suite. And it has often, well, it has a lot of sort of water, volcanic, all sorts of other interesting images. But it was performed at the live at the Royal Albert Hall in London for the BBC Proms, probably around 22, 23 maybe. And it is absolutely wonderful. If you have any interest in just really hearing a symphonic background and a jazz quintet working just in absolute harmony and with great rhythms, and this is just a fine, fine album called Geyser with Marius Neset. I'm going to play two of the eight tracks, the last two, actually. So it, and I've never played them on air before, as a matter of fact. They're called Meeting Magma and Outbreak, parts 7 and 8 of the Geyser Suite. And it's I should say, the most of the solo work, other than the fact that there's a symphony in the background and sometimes in the foreground, but a lot of the solo work is done by Neset's quintet. Ivo Nyami on piano, Jim Hart on vibes and marimba, Connor Chaplin on bass, and Anton Eger on drums. And the symphony is more than just sort of background to this quintet. They're active members. The writing involves the symphony as well as the soloists of the sort of more conventional instrumentation. And the result is just one great album. Going to play the last two tracks. Here is from the BBC Proms, live at the Royal Albert Hall in London, Marius Neset and the London Sinfonietta. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think they liked it. That was Marius Neset with the London Symphonia and his jazz quintet from live at the BC Proms at the Royal Albert Hall, I think in 2022, and I think that was actually released maybe in 23 or so. That's just it just a wonderful album, and it's got some of the earlier movements are much more melodic and introspective, and Neset can really compose as well as to play, as you can tell. He's the all-around musician and a great jazz person in Europe. Excellent. And it's 12:21 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. Jazz Between 10 and 1 live here on Wednesdays. Streamed and archived at CKUW.ca. But in the meantime, let's keep going here. There's time for some more. A very different mood now. Go from a full symphonic orchestra and a jazz quintet down to one guitarist. Sam Dickinson has a recent album. I've sampled some of this before. The album is called Gemini Duets, and it really is an effort that started out just sort of to be a sort of a solo guitar album, and that's basically what it is. But what it grew into was doing a lot of messing around with the one guitar, if you will. So he plays acoustic, electric, and fretless guitars and effects. Interesting to you have to hear that word as well, because there's overdubs and loops and all sorts of neat things here. This is very ambitious, and it must have taken a lot of effort to get this to work, and it works beautifully. And it's quite risk-taking in a way. I mean, he really just lays himself out here, and it's a really interesting album. So here is Sam Dickinson's, a whole bunch of them, from Gemini Duets. I'm going to play a set, but they're relatively brief pieces. Ms. Alex is the first one. E Preciso Peduar is the second one. Swanderful, a little play on words there. The old standard swanderful, meaning it's wonderful, has been changed to Swanderful for Ben Mondor, another great guitarist. And the final track is Fraser Delta Blues. That sounds very sort of West Coast-ish bluesy. So there you go. Here is Sam Dickinson on guitars and everything else from Gemini Duets. guitarist Sam Dickinson there, a Canadian guitarist, with his solo album called Gemini Duets. Yeah, I know, I can't figure it out either. He does some great stuff. The duet is with himself, of course. He's doing all sorts of loops and overlays and whatever else electronically can make it sound like a whole bunch of folks when it's really only him. But it's hard work to do that. He's done a very good, and as I mentioned, it's a risk to do that. You're leaving yourself open, and he does it very well. It's a really pleasant album, very good album. Sam Dickinson there. And that last track was called Fraser Delta Blues. And from the Fraser Delta, we are going to the Big Apple. The next track is from drummer Nasheed Waits, who had a recent album called New York Love Letters Bittersweet, in brackets. A recording made during the pandemic and not released until, I don't know, maybe a year ago now. It's a personal statement about being a lifelong New Yorker. And that's sort of the love-hate thing that goes with maybe most people who've spent their lives in one city. You love it, but there's things that really are sometimes frustrating as well. He's got a neat quartet here. Waits, as I say, is a drummer. And he has Mark Turner on tenor, Rashid Carter on bass, and Steve Nelson on vibes. Really neat album. New York Love Letters, Bittersweet. This track is called The Hard Way. The Hard Way, AW. And I'm not sure what the capitalized AW stands for, but here's The Hard Way anyhow, with Nasheed Waits from New York Love Letters. Drummer Nasheed Waits with one of the track from his New York Love Letters Bittersweet album, the tribute to his native New York, with the reality that it's not always sunshine there. Although a lot of people must be feeling pretty different this morning in New York after the election there yesterday for mayor. Quite remarkable outcome, both in New York and in a number of other cities across the states, which seemed to repudiate some guy with orange hair somewhere. Anyhow, I digress. Let's finish off the show today by going back to where it started. I've got a few more minutes left, and I'm going to play a little bit more of the Ernesto Cervini's album that I played the tribute to Cito Gaston. To start the show, this track is called The 10,000 Things, and it's from the same album called Abundance with drummer Ernesto Cervini's Turboprop album. It's just about 12, well, it's 12:53 or so, so it's just about time for me to say my goodbyes. I'm Keith Black, and as always, it has been a pleasure for me to share my music with you today. Hope you'll come back again next week, and I really hope to have by next week some sort of more, a fairly extensive tribute to drummer Jack DeJohnette, who died last week. I've been working at trying to get at least some sample of some of the aspects of his career, and I'll be hopefully get that together for next week. In the meantime, I hope your week goes well. They're talking about a little bit of the S word coming up in the next couple of days, but I mean, it is November now, so you got to expect that. Look after yourselves and stay warm. I will take us out now with a little bit of Ernesto Cervini's Turboprop, and I'll see you next time. Bye for now.